Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God for his Sabbath day, not doing our own pleasures, but serving God as he said we should. In his commandments, he says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Thanking God for the teaching that we get here in God's church. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, to our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, God have opened up this door of utterance. Glad to be with you. We are God's church. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. We're grateful for the anointing that's going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to continue the thought today about the new heaven and new earth. Before we get into that, the choir has this number. Our Deacon Darrell wrote, pleasing the Lord. It's the V choir. Please God. We're not here to please organizations, the flesh, man. We are here to please God. We're here walking with the Master. We have announcements. Deacon Debbie, thank God for you.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. You correspond with us. We like to hear from you. Yes. If you love the broadcast, you like the broadcast, tell others. If you don't, tell us. We can address your concerns. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. We like to go there because we want to let all of our listeners know that if you don't keep God's commandments, you really don't understand God's word and what I'm about to say. And if you don't understand, believe the scripture. Now let's go to 2 Peter 3 and 13. We were in this thought last broadcast. It's about the new heaven and the new earth. And that's speaking about one being born again. Speaking about the new man. It's not talking about another world set up after the earth has been destroyed. Ecclesiastes, let us know. The earth abideth forever. Yes. This earth that we walk upon. And this earth we walk upon, it will not be destroyed again by a flood, but by fire. And that means those that are walking on the earth, in the earth, shall be destroyed by fire. You're destroyed by not obeying God's word, because God's word is like fire. Yes, yes. And when you don't obey God's word, there's eternal judgment coming. And that is the end for all of those who don't obey God's word. That's also a fire that is spiritual. That's right. And it's for to burn up that spiritual man that will never die. And that spiritual man, or that eternal man, I should say, is one that is not with God. It's eternal. Whatever God do, it's forever. And we that are born into this life will be forever with God or without. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. It's good to know that.
Yes, it is.
2 Peter 3 and 13 says what, evangelist?
Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth.
We have all kind of doctrines coming down the pike. One say that I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. But you can't live holy, but you can't live without sin. Nevertheless,
according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth.
Now the scripture says, he that is born of God doth not commit sin.
That's right. Yes.
And so many people that don't know God say that the word contradicts itself. That makes God a liar. God is not a lie. God is not a man that he should lie. Those that wrote the scripture were inspired by the Spirit of God. And let you know, he that is born of God doth not commit sin. So if you say that you have been born again and you are yet sinning, you make God's word a lie. God is not a lie. His word is true.
Yes, it is.
Nevertheless,
we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth.
So we're looking for the new man to emerge. We're looking for that new birth. That's why the Lord said you must be born again. If you can enter into life without being born again, you make God's word a lie. And God is not a lie. God is looking for a new man. The Lord said you must be born again.
Mm-hmm.
Wherein what?
Wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Righteousness. Now we know that all of our righteousnesses were as filthy rags. But the scripture says he that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. Let's go to Romans 5 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we have been called the sons of God and we began to live for God, now we're striving to bring forth this new man, this new heaven, new earth. New heaven is a new way of thinking, new state of mind. Not carnal, but spiritual. Now that we're doing this, we're going to bring forth a new heaven, a new earth, a new man. We're being born again.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 5 and 7 says what?
For a righteous man will one die.
Now in order to become righteous, you must die. And scarcely to be righteous would anyone dare to drop their old ways. It's not many you find that will die for righteousness. Die to keep God's from being before them. Die out of having gods before and taking his name in vain and making graven images. What?
Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die.
We've heard how some in time past in our history, one said, give me liberty or give me death. They were dying for a good cause, to be a good man. But for righteousness, to deny themselves of the way they've been thinking, carnally, and by the traditions of men, they can't do that. But some would dare to die for a friend. That's how good they are. Some dare to die for a cause. But to be righteous, there's not many. That's called being saved. As Peter said, Lord, are there few that be saved? He said, you strive. Many will seek and shall not be able. Yet, peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. Isn't that something? What does the 12th verse say?
Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world.
Now, one man, that man is Adam, and particularly the woman. One man. Sin entered into the world. What?
And death by sin.
And what?
And so death passed upon all men.
Did you hear what the scripture is saying? It passed upon all men. Now, if there's one to be excluded, you make God's word a lie. All men. Death passed upon all men. And what?
For that all have sinned.
That means not one or two didn't. All. Because it's passed upon you when you come into this life because of what Adam did.
That's right.
I believe the scripture.
That's right.
And if you try to exclude one, you make God a liar. And God is not a liar.
That's right.
And if Paul is wrong, everything else is wrong about what he wrote.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
How plain is that?
All right.
Read it again.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore,
as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin.
What?
And so death passed upon all men.
All men.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So let's not talk about your morals, how you never lied. One thing I never did, I never drank. I never got high. I never killed anybody. You still are in death if you haven't been born again. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
So death passed upon all men. What?
Yes. Uh-huh.
For
that all have sinned.
Thank God. Let's go to the 19th verse. What does it say?
For as by one man's disobedience,
what?
Many were made sinners.
What?
So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
Isn't that beautiful? Many because of the obedience of one. What does the 21st verse say?
That as sin hath reigned unto
death. So sin was reigning. unto death.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Even so my grace reign through righteousness.
Now wait a minute, here's that mercy, grace, but it's through
righteousness.
You've got to do righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Through righteousness unto what?
Unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Isaiah 51 mm-hmm. and 7.
Mm-hmm.
So, grace reigns through righteousness.
Yes.
Now, righteousness is God's law.
All right.
In God's law is grace.
Mm-hmm.
As the scripture says, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That's what the scripture says.
Yes.
Isaiah 51 and 7. What does it say?
Hearken.
Hearken.
Unto me, ye that know righteousness.
Now, if you're doing righteousness, you know him. Righteousness is the Lord. One say, well, the Lord is my righteousness. Well, again, he that say I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, because God's commandments is his word.
Yes.
And so many dumb preachers don't know that the word is the commandments.
Yes.
That the word is law.
Yes.
And there's many laws, but they all stem from the law, the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness. What?
The people in whose heart is my law.
So it's the people that have God's law in their heart. As the Lord said, I will write my laws in your inward parts.
Yes.
Now, if something is in your heart, you do it.
Yes.
You only can do what's in you.
That's right.
What's in you is going to come out in your action.
Mm-hmm.
Write my law,
mm-hmm.
The people in whose heart is my law. What?
Fear ye not.
Fear ye not.
The reproach of men.
What?
Neither be ye afraid of their reviling.
Why?
For the moth shall eat them up like a garment.
What?
And the worm shall eat them like wool.
But what?
But my righteousness.
But my righteousness. What?
Shall be forever.
God said my righteousness shall be forever. That's yes. Before the Lord took on flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It's yet forever righteousness.
Yes.
God's law in your heart is righteousness.
Yes.
God's law is righteousness. If you don't do it, it's yet righteousness.
Yep.
And if you do it, you become righteous.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 6:25, what does it say?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go there, we're going to come right back. Deuteronomy 6:25, what does it say? It shall be.
Mm-hmm. 6:25. And it shall be our righteousness.
Our righteousness, what?
If we observe to do all these commandments.
What?
Before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded
us. So God commanded us to obey his word. It's called commandments.
Yes.
And that's how we get righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
By doing righteousness.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
You read the 8th verse again? For the moth shall eat them up like a garment in Isaiah, and the worm
shall eat them like wool.
What?
But my righteousness shall be forever.
What?
And my salvation from generation to generation.
Generation to generation. Salvation was here before the Lord took on flesh.
Yes.
And it's here now.
Right.
Let's go to Romans 6 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new heaven and the new earth that God is talking about. It's talking about being born again. Romans 6 and 20. What does it say?
For when ye were the servants of sin.
Now when ye were the servants
of sin.
Of sin.
Ye were free from righteousness.
How plain is that? When we're born in this life and you don't know God, and if you say you know God and you're not keeping God's commandments, which is righteousness, you're free from it. Because you don't know it. If you're not keeping God's word, you're free from righteousness. You're yet in bondage in sin. And that's what you're serving.
Mm-hmm.
What?
What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed?
What fruit did you have in killing? Bearing false witness? Committing adultery, coveting, not honoring the Father and those that carry God, not honoring them, forgetting the Sabbath day. What fruit did you have in that? It was fruit unto sin, fruit that was against God, fruit that God could not eat or use.
Right.
Taking his name in vain. What fruit do you have in taking his name in vain?
All right.
When you're in sin, you're free from that fruit of not taking his name in vain.
Yes.
Read.
For the end of those things is death.
When you kill, steal, commit adultery, bear false witness, forget the Sabbath day, the end of those things is death. Whether you know it or not. They that know not the law are cursed. You're yet in a curse. It's a blessing if you do it.
Yes.
A cursing if you don't. That's what the word says. And the word is not a lie.
No.
It's a blessing if you do it.
Yes.
That's what God said. All these blessings shall come upon you if you keep my commandments.
Yes.
But if you're telling the people you can't do it, you're under a curse.
That's right.
I believe God.
I do too.
Why would God say all these blessings shall come upon you if you keep God's commandments if you couldn't do it? Why would God tell you that? But these jackleg preachers lying to the people, they're a lie, and it comes from the devil.
Yes.
Read.
But now.
Now.
Being made free from
sin. So you have to be made free from sin by being made in God's word, in his image.
Yes.
In his likeness. In righteousness.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Being made free from sin, what?
And become servants to God.
Now we become servants to God. You're serving God when you serve righteousness.
Yes.
His word. Read.
Ye have your fruit unto holiness.
Now you become holy. Because in God's word there is no sin. When you obey God's word, you become holy.
Yes.
And what?
And the end, everlasting life.
That's what the scripture says. I believe the scripture,
yes.
Not the lying preachers that lie to you. Read.
All right. For the wages of sin is death.
So if you break God's commandments, if you transgress his word, there's an earning. Yes. It's called death.
All right.
If you obey, it's called a blessing.
All right.
It's called life.
Yes.
In holiness. And in the end, it's everlasting life.
Yes.
For the wages of sin is death, but what?
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
It's through him because he's the author of it.
Yes.
He's the finisher of it.
Beautiful.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Matthew 19:16.
Mm-hmm.
We have life through the gift God gave us. His gift is the word. He gave that gift to Adam by letting him know what he should and should not do.
Mm-hmm.
What he could and could not do. That was a gift.
Yes.
To Adam. And Adam chose to disobey and brought sin upon everyone that's born. And that's why we must be born again. That's the new heaven and the new earth. Matthew 19 and 16, what does it say?
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
It's all about eternally living with God. Why we suffer the things we suffer. Suffering to die out of the sin that was passed upon us.
Yes.
Because we want life.
Yes.
Read.
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good?
Mm-hmm.
There is none good but one, that is God.
What?
But if thou wilt enter into
now
life.
Now listen to what the scripture is saying. Jesus is making it very plain. And this is a gift he's giving us. If you will enter into life.
What? Keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments. That's a gift to us.
Yes, it is.
But if you don't do it, it's a cursing.
Yes.
But if you do, it's a blessing. It's
that's
a gift.
Beautiful.
Read it again.
Uh-huh.
If
thou will enter into life.
What?
Keep the commandments.
So if you want to enter into the life of God, eternal life, keep the commandments. Say it again.
Uh-huh.
If
thou will enter into
so
life.
If you want to enter into the life of holiness,
keep
life of righteousness.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Life that's pleasing God.
All right.
Life walking with the Master. Keep the commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Then let's go to 2 Peter.
All
right. No, wait a minute. What does the 26th verse say? Because all of you skeptics out there that's of the devil, here's the devil talking. Can't nobody do that. You're a liar. What does the 26th verse say?
When his disciples heard it,
what?
They were exceedingly amazed.
What?
Saying, who then can be saved?
Well, they're telling you this today. Can't nobody be saved, but because he died for you. You couldn't do it. You're a liar. What does it say?
But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men,
what?
This is impossible.
With these carnal-minded people, you cannot keep God's word. You cannot keep God's commandments.
All right.
But what?
But with God.
With God.
All things are possible
with God. If you stay with the word, you can be kept free from sin
beautiful.
And servants unto God.
Yes.
2 Peter 3:13. Let's read that again.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
This is the new heaven.
Yes.
And this is the new earth that God is talking about.
Yes.
John saw it coming out of heaven in a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again. 3:13. 2 Peter.
Nevertheless. We, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth.
New way of thinking. It's about regeneration. It's about being conformed to God's word and not to the world, not to fables and traditions of men, but to what God's word is saying.
Yes.
Minds converted.
Yes.
Changed. What?
Wherein dwelleth righteousness.
It's all about righteousness. 1 John 3:3.
Mm-hmm.
We strive to live righteous here. 425 Laconia Boulevard.
Thank God.
And everything that God says, you have to rightly divide it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? But
yes.
We're not going to make provisions for the flesh. We're not going to take the gift that's given us, and because he's an advocate for us, if we sin, just blatantly sin. There is no sacrifice when you willfully sin.
All right.
But God will put no more on you than you're able to bear. As we're coming out of the old man, God is not going to put more on us than we can bear.
All right.
That we don't sin unto death.
Yes.
As he said, if you believe in me, you'll never die. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I believe that.
Yes.
3:3, what does it say? 1 John.
And every man.
Every man.
That hath this hope in him, purifieth himself.
So if you have this hope of the new man, new heaven, new earth, you begin to purify yourself. What is that but sanctification?
Yes.
To purify yourself, you must obey God.
Yes.
Unto holiness.
Yes.
Sanctifying yourself, made free from sin. Isn't that beautiful?
Purifieth himself.
What?
Even as he is.
So wait a minute. That
pure.
Means we can be pure as he is.
All right.
Now, if that's not possible, shut your Bible up and go home, or turn to cartoons.
All right.
Forget about the program or anytime you want to go in the scripture if you don't believe that.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Malachi 3:1.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Either we're going to believe God's word or not. Either God is true and every man is a liar or not.
All right.
You can't believe portions and in certain portions you contradict God. It don't work like that. 3:1, what does it say?
Behold, I will send my messenger.
God let you know I'm going to send the one you're looking for. My messenger, what?
And he shall prepare the way before me.
Now God is getting ones prepared to believe God's word above what you've been told. Believe it. What?
And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly
come. I believe that. God is coming when you seek him.
Yes.
What?
Even the messenger of the covenant.
What?
Whom ye delight in.
What?
Behold, he shall come.
He's coming what?
Saith the Lord of hosts.
He's coming. Now read the third verse. What does it say?
And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver.
What?
And he shall purify the sons of Levi.
Well, he's purifying us by washing us.
Yes.
Taking us through trials and tests.
Yes.
So you can prove who do you love, God or not.
Yes.
Are you going to prove to God, I'm not going to kill, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to obey God.
All right.
I'm not going to have gods before me. You got to prove this. God purifies us by taking us through the trials and tests to prove who we love. Read.
And purge them
of
gold
what?
And silver.
That what?
That they may offer unto the Lord an offering in
this is how you offer to God that life of righteousness through trials and tests.
Yes, Lord.
Proving us.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John 2 and 29.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for God's word and yes. for understanding. As the Lord said, blessed are your eyes, for they see.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Isn't that beautiful? 1 John 2 and 9.
If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him.
How plain is that?
Mm-hmm.
1 John 2 and 29. 29. Excuse me. Is that what you read?
Mm-hmm.
If ye know that he is righteous.
Righteous. Yes. Ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him.
How plain is that? 3 and 9. What does it say? Uh-huh. 1 John 3 and 9. Right?
Nine.
Next to it. What does
Whosoever
it say?
Whosoever is
now, listen to what God is saying. I believe that. If you know that, because you said, well, Jesus is our righteousness. Well, if you know that he is righteous,
mm-hmm.
ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. 3 and 9 says what?
Whosoever is born of God. Nothing.